Surround them with companions who can discern their buried treasure. We also think of those who sense their talent but don't have the discipline to develop it further. Show mercy, God, to those whose gifts are evident to some but not widely recognized in their communities. When your time is right, God, may our and their light shine brightly so that all of us may be challenged and blessed. We pray for those whose loving, diligent service has not been acknowledged. Continue to strengthen them and us. May we know that reliable help, which has been staunchly offered in secret, will be valued by you. We hold in our hearts those whose destructive backgrounds and life experience crush their spirits. May their flickering potential be fanned into flame. God, we pray for those who lead. Give them and us the discernment to spot hidden capacity in others and the motivation to create opportunities for gifts to be realized. In the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is Sing Praise and Thanksgiving.
Our reading this morning is taken from Psalm 123. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, And as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud. And then turning to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 bags more. But the man who had received 1 bag went out, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a while, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that wicked servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the source of all wisdom. We come to you now asking that you move our hearts and minds, that they may respond in your service to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In our younger days, we lived in the central west of New South Wales. And during that time, I used to go down to the pool to try and do a few laps to try and get into shape. And I still remember very clearly going down there on the early spring mornings, just after winter had passed, and the pool had just been reopened, standing there beside the pool, staring in, trying to pluck up the courage to dive in. I was the only one there. I was the only one stupid enough to be there. Except, of course, for the pool manager, who was probably chuckling away in his office at me. But I used to stand on the block, looking in at what seemed like ice on top of the water, waiting to get the courage to go in. After a few moments of feeling totally stupid for just standing there, I took the plunge, and after a few frantic strokes, it was all okay. I managed to make my way to the other end of the pool and do a few laps and come home feeling a bit satisfied that I've been able to finally do a little bit of exercise. But it strikes me that often in life we are like myself standing beside the pool, a bit scared to get in there, a bit scared of what might happen, a bit scared that we might be alone, a bit scared of the unpleasantness that might lie ahead. And it seems to me that what this story of the gracious giving of the master to his three servants, one of the things that this story says to me is how we are called to be bold with what God has given us. You see, there's so much to be done in life. There are so many people that really are needing some direction in life. There are many people who need to understand how much God loves them. There are many people that need to understand more of God's good news. And so there are many things that we can be doing in life. So how then can we share the love of God? How can we dive into this pool and get on with life, and to get on with the job that God is calling us to? That's the question I'd like you to be thinking about this morning. What has this got to do with this parable that we just heard read? Well, again, I think Jesus is saying, let's be bold about it. Don't wait around at the pool edge wondering. God has blessed us, each one of us. Get in there and use these God-given talents that we have been given. Don't let them rot. Don't wait until the water looks more inviting or more comfortable. And it seems as though the third servant that had been given the one talent, or the bag of gold as the reading said, even he had been blessed with plenty, but he was still paralyzed with fear, or perhaps with laziness. Now, I'm not suggesting that we be reckless about our life. God doesn't call us to jump into any pool. God isn't calling us to stupidity. The third servant wasn't being encouraged to throw the money away. Instead, he was being told to use it wisely and to be bold about it. We are accountable to God for the use of our abilities and our gifts. The parable makes that very, very clear. God does call us all to account. The ones who were bold in their use of what the master gave them were the ones who were able to enter into the joy of the kingdom. The one who feared was the one who suffered and missed out. And what we often miss in this parable is the master's repeated invitation to enter into the joy of the kingdom, to enter into the joy of the master. The third servant, who was paralyzed by fear and misunderstanding, didn't understand that his master wanted him to partake of that joy of the reign, the joy of the kingdom. Working for God is the best job we can do. And when we read the story, we can sometimes miss the centrality of grace in the story. The master has been gracious in allowing his servants to handle huge amounts of money. Maybe you're more familiar with this parable in the terms used of talents. Talents were given to the servants. The first was given 5 talents, the second 2 talents, and the third was given 1 talent. A talent was a weight of money. 1 talent alone was worth 12,000 days' wages. That's a heck of a lot of money. So even the least amount of money given to the servant was a huge amount of money. The first 2 were then invited to share in the joy of the master and not to be preoccupied with the punishment of the master. As someone once said, grace employed abounds, but grace buried does nothing. Grace employed abounds, grace buried does nothing. So, how have you been blessed? What have you been blessed with? Maybe you're an encourager. Maybe a helper. Maybe a teacher. Maybe a leader. Maybe an evangelist. Maybe a musician. Maybe you can help in worship. Maybe you're an organizer. Maybe you're perceptive. Maybe you can care. And maybe while you may feel isolated during this year of isolation, maybe you can ring someone up and see how they're going. Maybe you can give financially. Maybe you can change light bulbs. I don't know what your gifts are, but I know God has gifted you. Every one of you. Maybe you think you have a place, but you're not sure. I want to encourage you to be bold and to find out. Take the plunge. Check it out with others. But make sure you get in there and do something for God. Don't just stand on the blocks like I used to and stare at the water. As Paul said to the Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? But you might be saying, yes, but there are many reasons that we could think of for not getting into the pool. Let's just quickly have a look at some possible reasons. Perhaps we're not even committed. Perhaps we don't see the point in getting to a pool. Let's just walk away. Maybe we've never really committed to following Christ. And if that's the case, let me assure you it's the only thing in life that is worthwhile. Make sure you get into the pool. Maybe we might have a fear of failure. What if we sink? What if we get into this thing that we think God is calling us to and we'll be a failure? What if we flounder and make a mess of it? Well, let me assure you that it's usually better to do a job not so well than not to do it at all. Sometimes the world keeps waiting for the perfect person to come along when the amateur can do the job. We might not be the best person in the world for a particular task, but that doesn't mean that we can't do the job. There are some things that not everyone can do, And we may need to shuffle things around a little bit until we can settle into the place that we believe God is calling us to. But you'll only find out if you get in and try. And sometimes we worry about this fear. Well, someone once said that worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. I want to invite you to embrace the grace of God, the gifting of God, and to overcome the fear. And sometimes a sense of failure is tied up with pride too. What will people think of me if I make a mess of things? Well, there are many people in the scriptures that dived into the pool. And yes, they may have made some mistakes, but they weren't worried about their pride in the process. And sometimes we don't jump in because it might be a bit risky. It might be a bit cold. And we worry about some things that might happen to us. I once knew an old man who said that he used to worry a great deal about things in life. And then he said, when he thought about it, most of those things that he worried about never really happened. And for those things that did happen, he got through them okay. We spend more energy worrying about things that might happen, rather than using that energy with the giftings that God has given us. Yes, there may be some rough spots in our lives. There aren't many people that don't have rough spots in their lives. But that doesn't mean that our God doesn't go with us and giving us strength to go through those times. As responsible people, we can't expect to live without trouble and stress. But we can meet our anxieties bravely and wisely and calmly. And when we do that, we not only make our own lives easier, we add our bit to the sum of human dignity. Following Christ is taking one big risk, but it is worth it. The characters in Jesus' story needed to take risks, so they used the talents. And people sometimes think, oh, I don't have enough education, I've got reading difficulties or other difficulties which might prevent me carrying out God's work. Certainly that may have a say on what particular tasks we're called to do. But let's not use it as an excuse not to get into the pool at all. Maybe we have to use the steps to get in, but we can still get in. We are right as a society to spend some focus on disability or inability. But we mustn't forget to also focus on ability. So many Christians have risen above their disabilities or anything that might impede them for the sake of God, because they can focus on the abilities that they have and to use those as they enter into the joy of God's reign. And notice in the story of the talents, each was given a different number. Our lot in life is going to be different to someone else's. But that doesn't stop us using what God has given to us. Our greatest problem is not our disability, but our fear. Sometimes we're afraid to go in because we're afraid we'll be on our own. Well, as I was trying to do my laps in the pool, I knew the pool manager was there keeping half an eye on me, making sure I didn't drown or go under or not be able to break the ice or whatever. I was never really alone. A Christian is never really alone. We always have God with us. Sometimes our own poor self-esteem prevents us using the talents that God has given us. But again, we rely on God's courage and encouragement to get into the pool. I'd like to share with you a verse that I read. It's actually part of the Thessalonians reading set for this Sunday in the lectionary, where Paul writes early on in his career to a new church, and he says to them, "Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing." Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. Cleveland, keep encouraging each other with your use of the good things that God has given you, as indeed you are doing. You are an amazingly gifted people, and I want you to know that and to own that, to understand that and to use that as you can share in the joy of God's reign. So let me summarise. You are wonderfully gifted by a generous God for the task of life. You have ability. You are God's. You are chosen. You have the Holy Spirit. You have power. You have talent. Don't waste your time on the blocks, staring in the pool of life at what lies ahead. We have everything we need to do the task that God has set for us. That's the generous nature of God, who desires for us to be part of this joyous and generous reign of God. So I want to encourage you, be bold, or as the Nike ad used to say, just do it, so that we can truly enter into the joy of the kingdom. Amen.